Starcom Network News presents Year in Review 2019. This is the month of August. Friday, August 2nd, Osvaldo Reed, lead pipe, was crowned as the new Starcom Network Flow People's Monarch after sweeping the final round with 73% of the votes with his hit song, Sometimes. Hypersounds with his song, Fessa, came second with 27% of the votes.
Yeah, I may say, mommy, I may say, I want to thank my fans, thank you to God. I want to thank everybody that vote. I promised I wasn't going to cry.
He's actually crying. He actually got a tear in his eye.
I don't mean nothing.
You're winning something today.
I'll win something.
That was the night of the Pick of the Crop finals, where Classic dethroned Mr. Blood to capture the top spot with the song called One Sound. Adrian Clark with Christmas in Cropover and Terencia T.C. Coward with Iron Lady tied for second place. Saturday, August 3rd, there was a stabbing death and two drownings in Barbados that day. 26-year-old Darian Graves of Union Hall, St. Philip, was pronounced dead on arrival at the hospital after being stabbed during an altercation at the Cheapside bus terminal. There were also two separate drownings. 75-year-old Errol Thorpe of Groves in St. George lost his life while swimming at Browns Beach, and 64-year-old Nicholas Trolley, a UK visitor, drowned while swimming at the Crane Beach. Sunday, August 4th, 20 people were killed and 26 injured in a mass shooting in the Texas city of El Paso. Governor Greg Abbott described it as one of the most deadly days in the history of Texas. The massacre happened at a Walmart store a few miles from the U.S.-Mexican border. A 21-year-old man was in custody. Monday, August 5th, Kaduma Day in Barbados, the climax to the Crop Over Festival, and the police reported a generally peaceful Kaduma. The Minister of Culture, John King, was also happy with the festival overall, including the use of a new venue, the National Botanical Gardens, for the Soca Monarch Finals.
I saw it from my own experience with the East Coast Road. After a while, the competitions are the same format. You basically know what is going to happen. So what do? The one thing that you can do is change venues to give people a different experience within these things.
Leadpipe won Tune of the Crop with his song called Sometime, while Lil Rick got both second and third places. Kevin Small captured Best Festival Designer and a host of other prizes, while Betty West won Best Band of the Year, and Gwyneth Squires also won several awards, including Best Small Band. Friday, August 9th, former Barbados Government Minister Donville Innes pleaded not guilty when he appeared in a Brooklyn Federal Magistrate's Court to answer charges related to alleged money laundering. Barbados Central Bank Governor Cliveston Haynes reported that the economy was showing signs of steady progress, but warned the country could not become complacent as there was still a lot of work to be done. In presenting the economic review for the first half of 2019, he said spending cuts had been critical to fiscal consolidation and that conclusion of the external debt negotiations was also vital.
The public finances have improved, the international reserves have recovered, and the financing pressures created by high indebtedness have started to ease. But as expected, economic activity for 2019 has been sluggish. The current forecast for 2020 is in the range of 0.75% and 1.25%. Conclusion of the external debt negotiations will further strengthen the macroeconomic environment.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Maltley wrapped up 3 days of talks with a Kenyan delegation led by the President Uhuru Kenyatta. She described the visit as highly successful, stating that they agreed on a multilateral air services agreement and the opening of a shared embassy with St. Lucia in Nairobi. Saturday, August 10th, Jeffrey Epstein, the financier indicted on sex trafficking charges the previous month, committed suicide at a Manhattan jail. Monday, August 12th, Jamaica's murder tally for the year surpassed 800. The Jamaica Constabulary Force reported that 816 murders were committed during the period January 1st to August 10th. Tuesday, August 13th, fire broke out at B's Recycling Depot at Kane Gardens in Thomas, the second such blaze in 6 years. This prompted people living nearby to again call for the garbage recycling operation to be relocated. Minister of Energy and Water Resources Wilfred Abrams signaled that the Barbados Light and Power Company's decades-long effective monopoly on power generation in the country was to end soon. The minister introduced in the House of Assembly amendments to the Electric Light and Power Act, which up until then had given BLMP almost exclusive rights as Barbados's electricity provider.
We don't want a situation, sir, where there's an overdependence on one entity. Our future energy estimate for Barbados by 2030 is in the range of 600 plus megawatts.
The Environment Minister, Trevor Prescott, said he expected the Sanitation Service Authority to have an additional 12 garbage trucks by the end of the following month to help alleviate the pileup of refuse across the island. That night, Barbados recorded its 34th homicide for the year, when 54-year-old route taxi driver Ralston Agard of Sandy Hill, St. Philip, was shot dead during a robbery as he was parked in a ZR vehicle outside his residence about 11:45 p.m. Wednesday, August 14th, Barbados police were awaiting the results of a post-mortem as investigations continued into the death from severe burns of a UK national of Barbadian descent while the case started to attract the attention of the British media. London's Evening Standard newspaper published a headline declaring, quote, British mother of three murdered in Barbados after being doused and set on fire as she lay in bed. It related to the case of 44-year-old Natalie Critchlow, who died at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital on August 6th after an incident at Bartlett Tenantry, Sergeant's Village, Christchurch on July 28th, in which she suffered severe burns on most of her body. Ms. Critchlow had told police that she was in bed when she was attacked and choked by an intruder who then doused her with a flammable liquid and set the house alight. Thursday, August 15th, Barbados police said there was no evidence to indicate that a British national who died from severe burns was attacked by an intruder, contrary to reports being widely reported in the overseas media. The police commissioner, Tyrone Griffith, speaking at a news conference, attended by Prime Minister Motley, the Attorney General, Dale Marshall, and several other cabinet ministers, said that evidence indicated the fire started in the kitchen of the victim's residence. He said video footage from the security cameras also showed there was no intruder.
Examination of this footage has clearly demonstrated that no one entered those premises for hours prior to the fire taking place. The footage shows that the fire originated in the area of the kitchen and was concentrated there. The side of a saucepan was completely burnt away, leaving at the bottom the remnants of food. The scenes of crime officers indicated that there was no smell of accelerant in the house or on the clothing of the victim.
Tuesday, August 20th, the opposition leader, Bishop Joseph Affley, said the garbage pileup across Barbados had reached crisis proportions and called on the government to urgently address the matter.
I think some of the monies being expended elsewhere should be put into addressing the whole garbage situation in Barbados. I think some of the effort being expended on other matters need to be used to address this. This is a public health thing. This is a serious thing.
Sunday, August 25th, Barbadians were being urged to prepare for the worst, even as authorities hoped for the best, with Tropical Storm Dorian headed on a path then looking likely to bring it very close to or even directly over Barbados sometime the following night. A storm warning was in effect. Prime Minister Motley summoned key officials to a meeting at government headquarters to finalize preparations for the approaching storm. Attorney-at-law Verda de Pisa was re-elected unopposed as president of the Democratic Labour Party, DLP.
And all of this is just the start. The coming year will be just as hectic. We have to continue what we have started, and we have new plans to forge ahead with. But as I said last year, what don't kill you will make you stronger, and we will continue to rise.
Tuesday, August 27th, Barbadians were relieved that Tropical Storm Dorian had bypassed Barbados during the night, bringing far less wind and rain than had been expected. News came that a new chief executive officer had been appointed at the Barbados Transport Board, Public Service Vehicle Operator Fabian Wharton, with Linda Holder, who had acted as general manager, being appointed chief operations officer. Friday, August 30th, a Police and Defense Force search party discovered a body in a shallow grave near St. Andrew's Parish Church that was later identified as that of 22-year-old Raheem Ward of Cottage Grove, St. George, who had been missing for a week. Government introduced a bill in the House of Assembly to legalize use of marijuana for medicinal purposes. The Minister of Agriculture, Indah Weir, declared that the government was making good on a manifesto promise and felt the move would open up what he called tremendous opportunities for Barbados. Hurricane Dorian that had passed Barbados as a weakened tropical storm strengthened to a Category 3 hurricane. And the National Hurricane Center said it was expected to stay extremely dangerous as it moved near the Bahamas and approached the Florida coast. Saturday, August 31st, it was announced that the Queen Elizabeth Hospital had parted ways with its chief executive officer, Dr. Dexter James. Powerful Dorian had grown to a Category 4 hurricane and was threatening the Bahamas and the southeastern coast of the U.S. Dorian had maximum sustained winds of nearly 145 miles per hour. Reports from the Bahamas described tourists scrambling to leave before the closure of the international airport. A state of emergency had been declared in Florida. At the end of the month of August 2019. Year in review, 2019.